Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our whole mission here is to take these, stacks of research and really dense reports and just distill them into what you actually need to know. So today, we're putting aside the usual stuff. We're heading outdoors, really, to get into the mind of the modern hunter.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what genuinely fuels their passion.
Exactly. And crucially, how access to land, just being able to get out there, radically reshapes how satisfied they are.
And our source for this is, well, it's pretty solid.
It is. It's the 2019 Hunter Access Survey from the American Hunting Lease Association, or the AHLA.
Right. And what's great about this data is its scope.
Mm.
They got over 2,000 responses from hunters, and they made sure they were, in their words, from all walks of life.
It's not just one specific type of hunter.
Not at all. It includes people who lease land, people who only hunt on public land, and even people who've, never leased at all.
And the goal wasn't just to count heads.
No, the intention was to get real practical insight. They wanted to figure out how to promote quality land leasing, sure, but also something bigger.
Which is?
How to use all this info to just, well, dramatically improve the entire hunting experience for everyone.
But that phrase right there, improving the experience, that's really the thread that runs through this whole thing.
It is.
Because, if you just ask someone on the street why people hunt, you'll get the same answer almost every time.
Oh, yeah. It's about getting an animal. For the meat, for a trophy, the outcome.
It's always about the outcome. But let's unpack this.
Mm.
Because the reality the AHLA found is something else entirely.
It really is.
They asked thousands of hunters a really simple question.
Mm.
What is your core motivation? And the results were, just immediate and pretty transformative.
Yeah. A staggering 76% of them said they enjoy hunting primarily just for the outdoors.
76%. Just to be outdoors.
That number alone should force a complete reevaluation of basically every strategy in the industry. It means the identity is being an outdoor enthusiast first.
First and foremost. And the report is really explicit about what this means. It says that for this huge majority, harvesting an animal,
the thing everyone thinks is the main goal.
Right. That's considered a bonus.
Right.
It's just a bonus. Okay. The real mission is the journey, the quiet, just being out there.
When you really let that 76% figure sink in, you realize the whole thing isn't fundamentally driven by, say, consumption.
Yeah.
It's driven by the quality of the time they spend away from everything else. It's like the difference between going fishing just to catch a prize-winning fish,
right,
and going fishing because you want to watch the sunrise over the water and just escape the noise for a bit.
Yeah.
The catch is nice, but the sunrise, that's the part you can't miss.
That makes a lot of sense. But I do wonder, if 3/4 of people are there just for the outdoors, what about the other 24%? Does the report touch on that?
It does, a little. That other group often includes people with, very strong subsistence motives. They're hunting for food or very specific goals, like trophy hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But the AHLA's big takeaway is that to keep the sport healthy, you have to cater to that 76%.
Mm-hmm.
If you build the experience around nature and high quality time, you keep that majority engaged.
So it's a total reframing. Success isn't just a full freezer. It's about satisfaction. It's about wanting to go back again and again.
Precisely.
And if satisfaction is the new goal, well, that leads us straight into the biggest challenge the community is facing. This huge gap between hunting on public versus private land.
Mm-hmm.
So if that first number, that 76%, surprised you, wait until we look at where people are actually finding that quality experience.
Hmm.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
This is where it all comes together. If the experience is what matters most, then the place you're in, the environment, it becomes absolutely critical.
Let's start with the biggest group.
Mm-hmm.
Public land hunters. These are people on federal or state lands, usually free.
Yeah.
But often very busy.
Often very crowded, yeah.
And the survey found that 46% of them said they were mostly satisfied.
Mostly satisfied. It just sounds okay, It's like a C grade.
Huh, right. Like a restaurant review that says the food was fine, but the place was crowded and the wait was too long.
Exactly. It's not the kind of review that makes you rush back.
And here's the crucial detail. Even though they were mostly satisfied, the report says this group also stated they would prefer to be hunting something exclusive.
Of course they would. They know their satisfaction has a ceiling.
They're dreaming of a little solitude.
And that desire for exclusivity connects right back to that 76% figure. If you're out there for immersion, for a connection with nature, then crowds and noise are the enemy.
Totally.
Exclusive access, whether you pay for it or not, just means fewer pressures. A higher quality environment.
Okay, so now compare that mostly satisfied C grade with the hunters who were on private land, and this is key, they got on it for free. no cost.
You'd think the satisfaction might be similar, since money wasn't a factor.
You would think. But that is not what the data shows at all. For these private land hunters, the ones with exclusive access at no cost, there was this huge jump in enjoyment.
A really significant jump.
A full 45% of them reported their experience wasn't just good, it was excellent.
And that, right there, is the core strategic finding of this whole survey.
From a C grade to an A grade.
Exactly. And the only real difference is the quality of the access, not the cost. It proves that the biggest factor in enjoyment is that solitude, that predictability.
Mm.
The AHLA calls this information invaluable because it defines what people are actually looking for. They're not just seeking a harvest, they're seeking an elevated experience.
So leasing, or anything that provides that exclusive use, is actually selling the thing that 76% of people want most.
It is. It's selling the quiet. It proves that investing in quality land access is the clearest path to hunter happiness.
It just completely changes the conversation from, you know, do you have a place to hunt, mm-hmm. to something much more important.
Two, is the place you hunt delivering a truly excellent experience?
And asking that question, well, it moves us into a much, much bigger debate for the whole industry.
It really does.
The report references something we hear a lot about, this decline in hunter numbers. It's a real concern, obviously.
It's a huge issue, especially since license fees are what fund so much of our wildlife management.
Right. So because of that decline, there's been this massive groundswell of efforts, especially these R3 initiatives, recruit, retain, reactivate.
The big push is to recruit any and all new hunters. We see clinics, programs, all designed to just get new people into the sport.
And the goal is totally understandable. It's to grow the sport and ensure that hunting is an option for future generations.
This is where the AHLA survey data presents a pretty major strategic question.
About how effective that approach really is.
Exactly. They argue that simply increasing hunter numbers by any means necessary is a short-term strategy.
Leaky bucket.
It's a totally unsustainable model. I mean, think about it. If you recruit thousands of new hunters and you send them out to crowded public lands where they're only mostly satisfied,
where their main goal of just being outdoors is constantly being interrupted.
Right. Are they really going to stick with it? It's highly unlikely. You're fixing the number of people coming in, but you're not fixing the experience that makes them stay.
So what does this all mean for the long game?
Mm.
The AHLA's solution, which comes straight from this survey, is that the entire focus has to shift.
It has to shift dramatically.
To improving the experience of hunting. Full stop.
And that's more than just having land available. It means making sure that land can deliver an excellent experience, whether that's through better management or better access structures that, you know, just reduce crowding.
Hmm.
And the goal here is twofold. It targets both ends of the spectrum. First, it's about retention.
Keeping the people you already have.
Yes. Making it more attractive for older hunters to stay engaged. They're the base. If the quality of their experience goes down, they're the first to leave the sport.
And the second part.
That's about making recruitment actually work long term. It's about helping new hunters to see a future that includes spending time pursuing game.
So if that first experience is amazing.
If it's memorable and satisfying and gives them that outdoor immersion they're looking for, they are so much more likely to invest the time and money to make it a lifelong passion.
The quality of the experience is the only thing that creates long-term growth.
It's the only sustainable fuel.
That feels like such a powerful and, frankly, necessary pivot.
Mm-hmm.
We started this whole deep dive by basically blowing up the main assumption about why people hunt.
Mm-hmm. Moving away from the harvest being the goal.
To the reality that 76% are there for the outdoors and the harvest is just a bonus.
Then we followed that motivation into the field.
Yeah, and we saw that clear satisfaction gap. Crowded land gets you mostly satisfied, but exclusive access.
Even if it's free.
That translates to an excellent experience.
And finally, we tied all that back to this huge industry debate. The conclusion being that just focusing on recruitment numbers without fixing the quality of the experience.
It's a strategy that's just destined to fail the retention test.
It is. It all circles back to that core motivation.
It really does. So given that this huge majority of hunters prioritize the quality of the outdoors experience over anything else, It leaves you with a really important question to think about.
It does. If the real goal here is long-term retention, and with it, the future of conservation funding, what does that essential investment in land quality and access really need to look like to make sure all those new recruits actually get to have those excellent experiences? Because if we don't upgrade the quality, the numbers just won't matter in the end.